B-Pod Studios.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
And you say, champ. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Get it up.
That's right. I am coming back. Because even though I may be a man in my 50s, and I may not have the physical gift that took me to the pinnacle, I now have wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, champ. Thank you.
I'm going to outsmart him because...
Tell him, champ.
I may not have the physical gift that I had at one time.
Greatest of all time, champion of the world.
But I will now...
Easy, champ.
Use my wisdom.
Yeah, way to go, champ. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now,
and I probably should have told you this off the air.
Yeah.
Get in touch with your boy, or he's up S Creek without a paddle.
Why? Because he's AWOL again? Or is there more to it?
Okay, I'm going
to... Oh, for Christ's sake.
You better get... And he's talked to... He cryptically texted me. We're talking about Dave the Water.
Oh, I haven't heard a word from him. You know more than I do.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Oh, Rob, do you know anything about Dave? I see the smile over there.
Well, he texted me as well.
When did he text you?
He texted you?
I texted him, and I texted him last night to see if he was coming to work today, because we live in Cape Coral, and we're neighbors. I figured we'd carpool.
Oh, of course. Good idea. And he backed out.
He never answered, This morning I got a text about his ankle.
Okay. This is getting...
Oh, where he had you treat his snake...
Hold on.
Slash bug bite.
He got scraped in the woods. What I think is he was walking in the woods, stepped on a branch, or stepped in a hole, and scraped the side of it. I saw it firsthand. Now...
And maybe when he did that, some fire ants got him?
I'm going to... Serious talk here. I'm walking down the hallway. This bonehead...
What has he done?
Nothing. That's the problem. I'm walking down the hallway.
He swore to me he was going to be here yesterday.
He's a liar. Walking down the hallway, his boss, Morgan, who's young enough to be his daughter, she says to me, "Have you heard from Dave?"
And it's weird watching her order him around.
She was not happy. In her words, she said, "I'm pissed at him." I said, why are you?
Well, he told me he had a meeting yesterday.
He had no meeting.
And that's why he was sure he would be here yesterday. No problem.
She told me, in the hallway, this bonehead's going to ruin it. She told me in the hallway, he's called in every day this week. Called in every day this week. That he's not coming in.
Well, he was here on Tuesday.
For work. He called in that day, too.
Even when he was here, he called in?
Yes.
What?
Follow me on...
You mean he was in the building and called in and said, "I can't be in the building"?
Correct. She said to me...
How was he calling in? I don't think he has a phone.
He replied to me pretty quickly.
What number?
I'll give it to you afterwards.
Is it the text number?
No, it's...
Is it an area code other than ours?
I just got a text from D-Train right now. He was a no-show on his podcast on Sunday, too. So Morgan tells me, now just listen to what, and then I'll tell you what I said to him. Morgan tells me, Dave has called in every day this week.
And this is his big day.
Yes. I said to her, what was his excuse? He says something that he has a bad ankle.
Well, you treated it.
I said he was in the building doing a bit about it on the air. I said he wasn't even limping
from
it.
You fixed it. You personally fixed it.
I said, I'll get to the bottom of this.
Uh-oh.
So keep in mind.
Are we anywhere near the bottom yet?
No. Bottom is when he loses his job.
By the way, how was that that rocket launch? I wish I'd been awake for that one.
I was awake for it, but I didn't pay attention to it. All right, here it is.
So I was told it looked like a giant sperm in the sky.
Yeah, it did. Big circle with a tail. Here's what I text him. And you know what a great idea, Rob. Your guys are practically neighbors. Could do the carpool thing. It would save his ass a lot, too.
Well, yeah, because Rob has, like, his own fleet of vehicles.
I know. We've seen him.
And, well, it was kind of selfish. I needed a ride. That's why my car broke down.
Well, hold on a second. How do you need a ride? You have your own fleet of vehicles.
The van won't start. My Honda's broken down, and my Jeep, and me and my girlfriend are sharing it right now. She's got to get to work. So that's why I texted Dave, it was selfish in nature. But I figured, hey, you know what? If he's going that way.
Yeah. And you
would
help,
and everything's
help him.
Right around the street from his house.
Now, hold on. Now, here's the text.
And who's this from?
This is Stan to Dave.
Okay.
Because I told Morgan, I said, 4 days straight, D-Train just telling me, didn't do Sunday either. I'm going to go in and text him with the number I got, and he replies because he's in somebody's house with Wi-Fi. I said, here's this is word for word that I said to him, and then I will give you his reply, because he replied quite quickly. I said, are you looking to lose your job? Morgan just told me you have called out every day this week, and your duties for the week have not been met. He's got to get, starting tomorrow, these...
It's all stacking up on him.
These trucks and stuff for multiple radio stations. Okay. So I
and
said,
it's no joke. It's a lot of work what he needs to do.
And so I said, he called in every day this week. Your duties for the week have not been met. She's pissed. And then I add, and your excuse is your ankle? The same ankle we did a bit on this week? Snap out of it. Take responsibility and get your face out of the bottle. That's what I said to him. His reply, not more than 2-3 minutes later. I'm not in no bottle. My leg is messed up. That's it. He's screwing up everything. That.
And is this the 305 number?
This is, I'll tell you what number it is. Hold on. I'll tell you what number it is. Hold on. Let me go. Because I have like three different numbers from.
Yeah, me too.
I just use the most frequently used one. Content.
But that's not necessarily the one that'll get through to him.
No. That's the one that texted me, 305.
Oh, yours was a 305?
Yep.
Okay, let me see here. The number I got for him.
Because he does.
The 305.
Because he does have one that works, but he won't give anybody that number.
He carries it around at station events. It's very weird. I've seen him a bunch of times.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's got two different phones.
Yeah. And one is that internet phone that never works, and then the other one is when he wants people to be able to reach him.
This is the phone number that ends, the last number in the phone
I don't
number.
Know what it ends with. I just know.
Well, are you looking at it? It's the one that ends in 8?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fake number.
I know it's a fake number. He replies to it fast.
Oh, he never replies to that for me.
No, because he...
I'm not threatening him.
Nope. He has called in every day, even when he was in the studio, because the bonehead can't pass up on mic time.
And this is because...
He had a scratch on his ankle.
Well, something happened to his ankle, and it had a little bit of swelling, but it should be fine by now.
It's fine. He wasn't even limping. I've had it. I got to take a break. I've had it.
And I mean, if it got worse, then he's got serious problems.
Yeah. He didn't even treat it.
Let me put it this way. If it got worse, he requires medical attention.
Right, but it didn't. It didn't get worse.
Well, but that's what he's telling her. It's because of her
He
ankle.
Was telling her this since Monday.
You know, he was just telling me the other day that most of his problems are because you portray him negatively.
I do? We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now.
What are you talking about?
It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, we barely started the show. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll have the grab bag here for you in just a second, but the calls and texts coming in. I just got a text from D-Train's brother, G-Train, out in Las Vegas, Nev.
And he knows more than us?
Yes. Well, he made an observation. He texted us here. Hey, Stan, it's G-Train. What a puss that Dave is. Right now, my ankle is sprained, bruised, and swollen 5 times larger than normal, and it's been this way for the last 3 weeks. I made it to work every day, and I did the podcast.
Yeah, but he's just a head on a TV. I don't even know if he's real.
Who, G-Train?
Yeah,
I saw him in person.
I've never seen him in person. I just see him on a TV set. He could be like a Max Headroom thing.
Look at this. So, and then now D-Train. So, Rob lives in Cape Coral. You know, the D-Train and Rob show has a ring to it.
Why are we hearing from everybody but Dave?
Yeah, that's a good... Now, I know why. Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, I just saw Dave at a gas station. He was asking me if I wanted to buy some home theater system that is in the back of his car.
Why does he do this?
Now, I want you to have a quick observation. I want you to learn from this too, Haney.
No, I don't, because this has been going on for years, and I don't know why he does it to me. I stick up for him.
I know. He has managed to get a hold of Morgan for 4 days straight to call in.
To make excuses.
Yeah, he responded to me in seconds. He responded to Rob.
He won't respond to me.
The one who feeds him cash, he will not respond to you. Not respond. He's pissing me off.
Well, in fairness, it doesn't take much.
No. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
He could be doing perfect, and it would be pissing you off.
Yeah, he's only hurting himself. Because Matt Mangus knows about it.
But why is it that he answers everybody but me?
Because if he told you the truth, you would spot his lie. And he doesn't want to get into he doesn't want to have to get into lying to you. He's got no problem lying to me. He's got no problem brushing Rob or D-Train off.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
But he knows that there's whatever piece of conscience he has left in that sociopathic mind of his. He knows that if he lies to you, which he's doing to everybody, and you find out about it. But you see, the thing is...
Is it if I find out about it or because he knows that would be wrong?
He knows that would be wrong. And he can't face you. Because he's up to something.
And why does he do this? Because you say that and I got no defense against it. Because he won't answer me.
Right. Which to me speaks volumes. Volumes. He's got a swollen ankle. Do you remember when I had my hernia surgery? I was in here that Monday, bandaged up.
He kicked his leg up all the way on the counter
for you
to spray it down.
Yep, and thought it was a big fun and games. Meanwhile, while he's kicking the leg up on the counter, on the microphone, with everybody paying attention to him, that very day he called his boss here at the radio station that he couldn't come in. Tell me what's wrong with that picture. How can anybody within the sound of our voice get away with that at their job?
Well, what the hell's he up to?
I almost don't want to know.
Boy, that was a beautiful launch this morning.
It was.
It?
It looked like a sperm.
Yep. And you could see it everywhere. You know why?
Why?
Because we mean business when we have a launch like that.
Yeah.
Because it was military.
Yep.
Okay, that was what they call an Atlas V, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. A lot of animal stuff on the grab bag today.
That's usually a lot of fun.
First of all, it is not national, but International Cat Day.
Oh, jeez.
Cats from around the world. All cats. Now, we'll get back to cats in a second. Let's go to dogs now. I don't care if you're an adult, a child, maybe wanting to sing, play a musical instrument. If your dog does not like it, if it hurts your dog's ears, because the sound is so important to dogs.
Yeah, they judge it very well.
They'll let you know. A little girl was singing in her house, the dog would have none of it. Beautiful singing voice. Well, it's a girl. They start him singing like that early.
Well, the dog does have a beautiful singing voice.
Okay. Listen carefully. Well, you don't have to listen carefully.
And it was before I don't remember if it was my first official band or if I was just jamming him with him. But you remember my buddy Warren?
Yeah.
His brother Carl would jam with us from time to time. He was really good. And he had like a, I don't think it was like purebred, but it was a German Shepherd type dog, I think. Might have been a Labrador, I don't remember. But big dog. And when I play the harmonica, he'd jam with me.
Yeah, because he liked it.
Yep.
Absolute Law text line. Guys, I wouldn't let that little bitch come to work tomorrow thinking he can miss work all week. And then he's going to go and come on and get on the air with you guys. Absolute Law text line. Dave has all the classic symptoms of an alcoholic.
With these techies,
yeah,
they want to see the exact thing that happened. And you can't recreate it down to the nanosecond.
That's why you got to leave it right there. Here. Oh, there he is. He's right there. He's out in the hallway. He's out right there.
There you go. Just go ahead and use the computer, Richard. Go ahead and read that story for me.
I can't get your hands in my way. It's sort of not working, huh?
Yeah.
Well, of course it's working. It's fine.
Yeah, it's an operator error.
Have you tried using a better browser? where was this other one? That's Amazon Music. What are you trying to do to me?
That right there.
Yeah.
NBC News?
That's in my mind, right? Well, that's an off site, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what the site is. But
yeah, it's NBC News.
A Washington Examiner.
Yeah, NBC. Washington Examiner.
Well, that one's severely out of its mind.
Yeah.
It's a New Orleans Picayune.
I do know why you're having slowness, but we'll do it off air. It's something that they did to protect us from ourselves.
What is?
I'll tell you.
What, the computer?
Well, which one was it? Washington Examiner?
Yeah.
Look, bias. Political news now. Seems to work on this one. What's the story?
Well, you asked me before what happened. What I was doing just... Hold on. What I was doing before was what just happened here, and I did what you suggested, and I went to this browser, and then it froze as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you think, Richard?
I think it's a communist plot.
Again,
we're no friend of the communists. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now.
That's why they're targeting you. All right, what was the story?
But not anyway, he just wants it to work.
I'm in there on the
web. Well, Richard, the story was something that I was going to try to bring up at 3 o'clock that the audience doesn't need to know about right now.
Well, use Google or Chrome. This I just updated. The other one, God knows. It's made by... It's called
Will
Internet
you verify
Explorer.
That it locked up on him?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
I thought it was my imagination. Yep.
It is your imagination.
It's operator error.
You're here, aren't you? That's an imagination.
Yeah, but you got out.
What's this?
I have no idea. That's not me.
Let's do a time check on that.
Turkey. Oh, we're getting these too. Oh, look at this.
What is that? What do you got?
It's
a little virus?
Yeah, well, sort of. It's called notifications. It should be a virus. They ask you, do you want notifications? And if you say yes, they pop in all the time. They do things like stop your music in the middle of the play.
Oh, you don't need that.
No problem.
Hit ignore.
I did. I blocked it.
Well, you got to remember, people have been on this machine like, you know, alcoholics and vagabonds.
Help her quit puking in it. Oh, that wasn't this. It was a cop.
Sorry, Stan. I didn't mean to stop the show, but that's what I was told to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
If I can ever prove that the machine sucks, I'm to find him immediately.
That's fine. I'm good.
All right,
but Google seems to be working fine.
Okay, Google's working great, Haney.
Use the Google.
Yeah, use Google.
Now I will do that. Oh. Do you want me to come get you when it freezes up?
Yeah, he said yes.
Okay, because that's exactly what I was complaining about. That I wasn't even going to tell you about because it happens all the time.
Well, that was Internet Exploder, which has that name for a reason.
Right.
But you're not suggesting that I'm running outdated software.
Well, I don't know.
I know they don't support that browser anymore, and this operating system either, I think.
No, it's still good till the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Windows 7 doesn't go out of support till the end of the year.
All right, thank you, Richard.
I can hear Windows 10, but that might confuse you completely.
Thank you.
No, I don't think the machine's capable of running Windows 10. Oh, go ahead.
That
would be great.
Thank you.
That's kind of what I asked for. Yeah. Because when they asked me, well, what should I tell Richard? I said, the machine needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
And they didn't listen. And so now we have this.
Okay, I know it was with Windows 7. I know. Thank you, Richard.
Okay. We just had, I don't know if you'd call it a singularity, but this is one of those things that, according to Richard's science, should never happen.
Right. I saw it right there when he looked at it. Took the wind right out of his sails.
It did.
Did. He was a beaten man.
And I don't like to do that.
I know you don't. But you had to make a point.
And so, and you notice as he leaves, it's still my fault.
Yes.
Because even though he's agreed this sucks and we're going to get you a new machine, that'll really confuse you.
Yeah.
How am I confused when I'm using a machine and it doesn't work?
Yeah, when it's locked up. Look at that. That is a hairless dwarf cat.
That is horrific. That's like something Mengele came up with.
Yeah,
that shouldn't exist.
And its owner wanted to...
That's got
to
have all kinds of health problems.
Yes, and you'll hear this. The owner wanted to hold her dwarf cat, show it to the camera when this happened. And what you're about to hear is the cat.
Oh, God.
You gotta listen carefully or you'll miss it.
Oh, God.
And that sound didn't come out of its mouth. There she is. There it is. There.
You know what? Can I hear it one more time? Because it sort of reminds me of myself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know what? You know what, Rob? Take that, just that one.
Yeah, let's clean that. We need a clean copy.
The sound and her reaction. Just the sound and her reaction, and as for a drop.
Oh, God.
I love you too, honey.
Did you see the story of the woman that wanted to take a picture with the octopus?
I did, but the browser froze.
And she brought the octopus to her face, and the octopus bit her in the face with its beak.
Oh, and they're mean.
Oh, and smart. She had to be taken to the hospital for the bite on her face because not it's necessarily its suction cups. The octopus's beak
was a photo contest in the Derby. And so, crazy me, hindsight now, looking back, I probably made a big mistake. It had barreled its beak into my chin and then let go a little bit and did it again. It was a really intense pain, and it just bled, dripping blood for a long time. And and I'm still in pain. I'm on 3 different antibiotics. This can come and go, the swelling, for months, they say. This was not a good idea. Hindsight, looking back, I will never do it again.
I do need to, I've been meaning to do this for a while, but I may as well do it now. I got to tip the audience to something.
What?
Because you just heard Richard say you can't use Internet Explorer.
Right.
You got to use Google Chrome.
Yeah.
And Google Chrome has always sucked on this machine, but that's what I'm instructed to do. That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
What the story that I was looking for when I was on Internet Explorer using Bing, it popped right up. When I go to Google looking for the same story, it's nowhere.
Yeah.
So
see what they did to Mitch McConnell?
Yeah. So what I have to do now, and if you use Chrome or really any browser, I guess Bing's kind of okay. They're still kind of in the middle. They haven't gone full social justice warrior. But go to your settings on Chrome. And under settings, you'll see people, autofill, appearance, and then the next one, search engine. And at the very top right, you can change your search engine, even using Chrome, change it from Google to DuckDuckGo, and you'll be much better off.
All right.
Because they don't interfere with the search results.
Okay.
And it is available.
All right.
So you don't have to live in that hell where you don't know what's going on.
Dateline Fort Lauderdale. A woman fought off an intruder by biting him. And she didn't even have her false teeth in.
Oh. He was telling me, no, mama, everything gonna be all right. Everything's not gonna be all right. I'm not your mama. I don't know who you are. Get out of my house. I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth. I felt some kind of danger. I sensed it. My life were in danger. I ran out and healed myself in here, not my own place. The police knocked on the door and said, the police, he opened the door. And when he opened the door, they pulled him out and put the handcuffs on him and took him in the car.
Man, I would like to have a dub of that. I want to make that into an epic song.
Our buddy Danny Trejo saved a kid from an overturned car. He's like a hero.
Yeah, of course. Nothing scares him. Was he born in prison?
Yeah.
Nothing phases him.
He was on his way to get his car serviced when he saw two cars collide. One car flipped over and Danny ran to the rescue. There was a kid in the back seat, and he was trapped in there. And with the help of a younger woman, he was able to keep the kid calm, tell him he was a superhero, and get him out of the car.
He panicked, and I said, okay, we have to use our superpowers. So he screamed, superpowers, and we started, like, yelling superpowers. And so we got kind of like a bond
given to others. I'm telling you, everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything.
By the way, Absolute Law text line, if you read about DuckDuckGo, they are part of Google.
My point in this is, even if they are part of Google, evidently it's part of Google that they've decided to allow actually to show search results.
Have you ever seen the athlete, Haney, that oversweats?
Yes.
Aroldis Chapman for the Yankees.
You're talking about the guy who's on the bench, hasn't played yet, and is already drenched.
Yeah. The Vikings are dealing with that at camp. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins said he has concerns regarding his rookie center, Garrett Bradbury, because the guy does nothing but sweat, and he's got to go and take snaps from him. And his center, his rookie center, is just
wet hands on a center is not good.
I'm going to take it back to how much he sweats again. That's a big thing I'm going to take away from Friday night is how tough was it to grip the ball after he snaps it to me. We might be in pistol and shotgun all year, which Coach Kubiak and Kevin wouldn't like very much. But it's really not posterior. It's really just the whole thing. I mean, I look at his shins, and it's just like poor. I mean, it looks like my window after a rainstorm. And I look at my shins, and they're just, you know, it's just genetic, I guess. But he claims it's not a problem in games, and last time I checked, that's all we get measured on. So we'll go off that.
Do they not have coaches there to tell players to shut them? Seriously?
Now, see, his center sweats profusely.
Yeah.
And they're a little worried.
Can you imagine Bob Greasy coming out and going, well, you know, Jim Langer, he's a pretty good player, yeah, but oh, my God.
Yeah, he sweats.
That's probably going to be a problem in games. So, hey, division opponents, if you're listening, we get in the shotgun. Yeah. Chances are I'm going to be, I'm going to be throwing a wet pig.
By the way, Dolphins tonight on K-Rock.
I know. Can you believe it?
Taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Game time here on K-Rock, 7 o'clock.
How is your UCF...
Or 6:30.
How is your UCF Golden Knights memory?
How's my UCF Golden Knights
Can you
Knights
remember
memory?
The Brandon Marshall days?
Yeah, sure. He only played like 2 years.
Now, the guy opposite him, playing with him at the same time, the other wide receivers, was that Mike Sims Walker?
I don't remember. That goes way back.
Yeah. Well, Mike Sims Walker, I think they played together at UCF.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know that they're buddies. That's why I know who Mike Sims Walker is. But I guess he was in Orlando, and I don't know if it was a nightclub or what, but he was in line to get in somewhere. Somebody bumped into him, you know. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. He responded by knocking him the F out, and the guy's brain is bleeding.
Oh, jeez. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Phone lines are open if you want to talk to us, or maybe you have a Dave sighting. Can't be all shut in. 277-9600. You contribute to the show. We could give you a prize. Also, in about 25 minutes or so, we're going to play Stan's What's on the List. And later on today, our question of the week. One of these, and Matt Mangus came down the hallway to tell me this, and I haven't heard their commercial. But we've been giving away, and we still have some, gift certificates to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar in Cape Coral. That's one of the our prizes.
Sure.
And I guess they're running commercials here on the radio station. And he said there's a little something that you and Haney need to know, that some of their meals at Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar come with all the fixins.
Oh, they do. Well, that's wonderful.
And he and I were having the discussion, well, then they can't be all the fixins that you claim are the fixins because it's seafood. Is there different fixings with seafood than, say, a barbecue joint where it's baked beans and what?
It is different.
Okay.
All the fixins with seafood
would be
coleslaw and hush puppies.
I don't disagree with you on that. What about French fries thrown in there? Because, you know, you're fish and chips. So wouldn't it be French fries, hush puppies, and coleslaw?
No, because in this day and age, that's too much fried.
What are you talking it's about? I was just at one, and that's what I had. They ask if you want the hush puppies.
I think you can have either or.
Only hush puppies and coleslaw.
We suggest hush puppies and coleslaw. Ask your waitress if you'd like to substitute fries.
Uh-huh. Two things mean all the fixins.
Yeah.
I think all the fixins would add probably, to the big three there.
Well, probably a wet nap and a bib.
Versus barbecue, which is baked beans.
Yeah.
A roll if they have it.
If they remember to go by the Publix.
And what else?
Baked beans.
I said baked beans.
Coleslaw.
Oh, coleslaw comes
coleslaw
with that,
Coleslaw is your universal fixin'. Yep. If you hear fixins, coleslaw is involved somewhere.
So if we go to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and they say all the fixings, you're not going to see baked beans. Mm-hmm. You're going to see hush puppies. But you will see the coleslaw.
Coleslaw and hush puppies. All right. So now, after all that business that I went through with Richard, I'm assuming this is going to work.
Corn on the cob and small potatoes.
That's not the fixins. You can order that. That may come with certain meals, but that's not what they're going to label as the fixins.
Okay.
Why am I speaking for a restaurant?
I don't know.
You boxed me into the corner, and now I got to rope-a-dope my way out of it.
Rob, will you do me a favor? Just while we're doing things over here.
I can't guarantee a thing except coleslaw.
Call Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood in Cape Coral and just ask them, say, yeah, I've heard your commercials on the radio. What are all the fixins with your meal? You said it comes with all the fixins.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me what that includes? And then get back to us.
Will do.
Because I think all the fixins is hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries. That's all in there. Along with sides of tartar sauce and cocktail sauce.
Yeah. And a lemon. A lemon's got to be in there.
And a lemon wedge. Yep. You have to ask for malt vinegar.
That should be on the table.
It should be. Not always.
All right. After all the hell that I've gone through with Richard, I'm going to see if I can make this work.
Okay.
And it is something that we were just discussing off the air. The fact that now the goalpost has been moved again with President Trump.
This they made a point of this. I was watching the news this morning. Haney, this is so disturbing because the left Democrats, especially those running for president and who are not showing up in the polls, have pushed the line on what to call the president all the way to what the talking point is right now. And it's evidently okay to say it. That he is a white supremacist.
It's not questioning whether he is a white supremacist. It's established fact he is.
Yes.
He's a racist.
They went and showed a montage of these people over the months and what line they were willing to go to. And they referred to his racist comments. Then it became he is a racist. And then it was his support of white supremacy. And now the line has been pushed. That he is a white supremacist. Now, Alveda King, Martin Luther.
And they're saying this as fact.
Yes. Oh, it's a statement now. And it's across the board. That's the one that whoever's the head of it says, let's take it to this. And all of you stay on that talking point. And Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King, was on Fox this morning.
I love her.
She's a wonderful woman. And has fought for civil rights her entire life, along with her family.
The real thing.
And she said, they asked her, with the talking point now that he is a white supremacist. They asked her, Ms. King, is Donald Trump a white supremacist? And she looked into the camera and she said, and I believe her, she said, anybody that is calling our president as fact a white supremacist has never met or talked face to face with a white supremacist.
Do you know?
She said, I have. I've looked into the eye of a white supremacist.
And she knows.
He's no white supremacist.
And she knows. And she knows this as well. Do you have any idea what a true white supremacist, what names they would call the president?
Yep. Unbelievable.
So we're now living in a world where all the media, except one channel, says the president is a white supremacist. Supremacist. So logically, Where does that take us?
I mean, what's next? They're calling this the end game for them.
It takes us here. MSNBC, they're talking about the president and something as innocuous as to, well, how long do we leave the flag at half staff to mourn the victims of the shootings? That seems to me to be a pretty apolitical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, what's the standard for this? It's been established.
There are standards for how long after a president dies, a member of Congress, a Supreme Court justice.
So is President Trump personally involved in that? Or does he say, let's do what's appropriate?
Right.
And
they go to whatever the protocol for that is.
Right.
Not him.
That's what you're being told by Fox News. The rest of the media will tell you the truth, Stan, and this is from MSNBC.
Frank Figluisi, an NBC News national security contributor, said during an appearance on MSNBC Tuesday night that President Trump erred in ordering flags to be flown at half-mast because of the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, because of the importance of August 8th to white supremacists. Figluisi, a former FBI assistant director of counterintelligence, said Trump's move would result in flags being raised again at dusk on August 8th. Quote, it's the little things in the language that matters, Figluisi told anchors MSNBC's Brian Williams on the 11th hour. The president said that we will fly our flags at half-mast on 8th August. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House, he continued.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so the president, according to MSNBC, intervened and said, no. We want those flags back up on 8-8. Because you see, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H. And when you double that, it means Heil Hitler.
Okay, unbelievable.
That's where you go when you do this, nutty.
I know. What are the fixings over there at Mr. and Mrs. Krab?
Depends on if you get the fried or the boiled.
All right, I want the fried.
The fried, you can have your choice of corn, mac and cheese, rice, or coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw goes with everything. What about if I want the boil?
With the boil, every pound that you get corn and a potato. So you get 2 pounds, you get two corns and two potatoes.
What about hush puppies?
They did not mention hush puppies.
Oh, my God.
Rob, call them back and ask them if they got hush puppies. If I would like a hush puppy.
And malt vinegar.
And malt vinegar.
Okay.
Hush puppy.
And malt vinegar.
And malt vinegar.
And tell them if they don't, they're going to need them.
Yep. Because we're coming, and we want hush puppies and malt vinegar. And everybody within the sound of her voice is going to want hush puppies and malt vinegar. Yeah, there you go. 277-960.
You know what? I told you, I may have to stop talking about the things that I like, because then I can't get them anymore, because they're always gone.
Yeah,
they're sold out.
It might be, if it's an option to get hush puppies, and I would hope malt vinegar is on the table.
Well, why do you just constantly get us in trouble?
He's talking to him right now. Why, I just want to know.
Well, no, you get us in trouble is what you
How am I getting us in trouble?
Because now we're going to be accused of something.
Oh, of course we're going to be accused of something. You know, but we're...
But I was right. I said the only thing I will double, triple, quadruple down on is coleslaw.
Coleslaw only.
I said coleslaw is the only thing I'm certain
and
of.
And you were automatic on the hush puppies. Now, I think
but my statement was coleslaw is the only thing that I was sure of. When you're talking about fixins,
yeah,
you automatically think coleslaw.
Oh, that's universal. But I also know that it's pretty good, too. Mac and cheese is always there as a side with that stuff.
See, I don't think about it because I'm not a mac and cheese fan. I know people that are fanatics about it, but...
Yes?
They do have hush puppies.
Ah-ha!
They're checking right now to see if they have malt vinegar.
Thank you. Just ask them, thank you for the hush puppies. That's okay in my book. And ask
I'm
them,
sure they do.
And
yes, they do. Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome.
I'm sure they do.
All right, we're good.
No, he's probably talking to a hostess.
You talking to a hostess or somebody in charge?
Nicole. She said she identified herself as
hostess.
Nicole.
Well, she had at least she went back and checked.
Well, yeah, of course she did.
But
a hostess is not going to know off the top of her head all this stuff.
If there's malt vinegar and hush puppies. There are hush puppies. There are both.
Now, if you had gotten a waitress, there'd have been no question about it.
Yep. She'd tell you what the week's specials were.
And Nicole did fine.
Yeah, she did a good job.
But again, you know, if you're talking to a guy that works in the Air Force doing plane maintenance, you're not going to ask him the same questions you would ask a Navy SEAL.
Oh, absolutely not.
So Nicole, for her level, did great.
And went to find the answers.
Yeah, she had to go into the trenches and find a waitress.
They have hush puppies and malt vinegar.
Oh, now I'm going to, because I used the word waitress.
What are they now?
Servers.
We're going to play what's on the list.
I can't live in this world anymore.
And one of the prizes.
I can't do it.
I know. One of the prizes on what's on the list.
So
$50 to Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
If they call the president a white supremacist.
Hold on. And I agree with you. Half-priced apps? Where are the half-priced apps? Mr. and Mrs. Crab?
Yep. Wednesdays. Fried calamari, onion rings, fried cheese sticks, wings, and hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Right. Now, what about the white supremacist?
Well, if they're allowed to call the president a white supremacist, can we start peppering our news with things like Democratic Uber bitch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said today, blah, blah, blah,
no,
blah, blah.
No, that you're not allowed.
And Middle Eastern terrorist Ilhan Omar said.
They'll deplatform you. We'll be back.
Mass murderer Ilhan Omar said today.
You know, I'd like some hush puppies in the studio.
And you want all the fixins or just hush puppy?
A couple little corn on the cobs.
So you want all the fixins?
Well, yeah. I'll pass on the mac and cheese. I like it, but right here in the studio, a little too messy.
And you know what? I think that other restaurants could learn from seafood restaurants.
What's that?
Because when you have a lemon wedge on the plate, you're liable to use it. And you might use it on things that you'd never think you'd use it on. Like, well, I got mac and cheese on my plate. I got a lemon.
Give it a little squirt.
I wonder.
Yeah, yeah. See, what I do is I get a lemon wedge. It goes over the fried fish.
Yeah.
I dash it with a little hush puppy, and then I put it in my Diet Pepsi.
What?
We'll be back.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from our question of the week. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List right now. However, I just go and do a lot of checking, and we never know who we have on the air at any given time and what happens to them. Or
no, we don't even know what's happening in our own minds.
Nope. So this is for people that are listening to the podcast or listen to the beginning of the show. We had, those two radio people who pulled a fake radio prank about eating banana bread and getting high and being kicked off the air at some station in Idaho. And we knew we were only had about 20 years in our radio career at the time. And we smelled a gag. And so I said, well, let me check on these two. Did they ever stay in radio?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find them anywhere. But they kept saying that the guy that suspended them took them off the air, played tough guy with their little stunt they did. It was a guy by the name of Clint Stennett. He was the station manager and owner. Clint Stennett. And I said, so I've been just sitting around here waiting to come back on. I said, Clint Stennett, we wanted to know even back then in 1997, what's the deal with this Clint Stennett, tough guy, kicking him off the air, wanted to be tough, wanted to use him as an example. So I just figured out, I want to find out who Clint Stennett is. I found out. He was a politician, Democrat, state of Idaho, was served in the Idaho Senate, state Senate, for 8 years. I take that back, 20 years. And was the head, or he was president of the company Edaha Incorporated, Edaha Incorporated, which owned television stations and radio stations in Sun Valley, Twin Falls, and McCall, Idaho, was a big-time state senator, was minority leader of the Idaho Senate for many years, and passed away in 2010. That was the guy that was running the radio station, some podunk station out in Idaho. When these clowns tried to do their little radio stunt. Let me tell you something.
And the name of his company was what, Udaho?
Edaha.
Udaho.
E-E.
Oh,
Edaha.
Idaho, Edaho, Udaho.
Yep. So I just thought I'd... That's man disgusting. Admits giving DJs drug... Oh, so they did give him drug bread?
According to this, a man named Gary Humbach, 28 years old, pled guilty to one count of selling marijuana and a count of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. He went into court and admitted that he drugged the DJs and two interns.
Yeah, he did say his intern ate the bread, too.
Yeah, so fired is fired, right?
Yeah, man. Fired. It's, in this business, fired's fired.
Yep, doesn't mean...
You didn't do anything wrong. You were duped.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
If you were there, you were fired. It didn't matter.
Once they fire you, they can never admit they're wrong.
No, including this Clint Stennett, Congressman Clint Stennett.
Well, you know what they say. Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah. I was going to agree with you there, because I like that saying, but it was spinning around. How does that apply?
This whole
here?
Break is spinning around.
Okay, we got to play what's on the list.
Yeah.
Chance to win.
Exit to game show.
Yes, please.
Return to
right
reality.
Now. Yeah. Hi. You know what? I'm going to change my radio name. I'm going to be known from now on as Clint Stennett.
Is there something wrong with that banana bread?
You and I had a couple of big slices of it.
May as well have.
I don't.
And what the hell is going on with Dave?
Why? You got more info?
I have texted him.
He's not replying.
Every break
not
since
replying.
We've been on the air. Not a effing peep. I'll tell you what I texted him.
What'd you text him? Because he replied right back to me, right back to Rob. Well, Rob needed a favor from him and he immediately declined. Typical Dave. What'd you text him?
Well, going back to yesterday, I texted him once yesterday, where are you at? Today at 2:30. What are you doing? 3:09 p.m. You need to talk to me. I am hearing bad things.
Very bad things.
3:33 p.m. Are you kidding me? Question mark.
Yep. He won't reply to you.
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know specifically what he's doing, but it ain't good. He's up to a bunch of
and
BS.
He talks to you guys, but he won't talk to
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. Because he has no problem lying to us or, you know, when somebody asks for a favor.
And normally when you go after him on the air, the hotline's ringing and...
Yeah. Idiot. Get Clint Stennett on him. He'll show him. It's fired's fired.
Do you not like the name Stan? Because you're always trying to change it. And then you get on your last name and you want to be called Gunderson.
Yeah. Remember when I wanted to be called Stan Gunderson? Thought it had a good ring to it back 20 years ago.
Do you just not like your name?
Here's the
now
deal.
You want to be known as Clint Stennett.
That sounds so good, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like, you know, former Cowboys tight end Clint Stennett joins us now.
Yeah. Well, I told you this, that my mom wanted to name me Steven.
She said, but she ended up naming your half-brother that, right?
No.
What was his name?
His name's not Steve. My father insisted
on Stan.
On Stan.
Stan the third.
The third. And my mom said, yeah, I always favored the favored the first name of Stephen.
You're not a Stephen.
I'm a Clint Stennett, is what I am.
No, you're a Stan.
Gunderson?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've got to live with it. I've had it for this long. I don't think it'd help the show at all if I changed it.
But Poles and Swedes historically don't mix.
No, never have. Let's play Stan's What's on the List.
What about...
Where's my music?
What about Stan Gustafson?
No, that's a little too hard. I'd prefer Stan Abrahamson.
But you like something starting with a G. I'll think about it.
I think I can keep Stan, but the double S is good. Stan Stennett. How's that? That has a little staying power.
But yet,
and it can still be the Stan and Haney show. It's just Mark Haney and Stan Stennett.
But yet, when you had a chance to choose a radio name, you went with Stan Lee and Jim Brown.
Yeah, those were two other radio names that I had.
Aliases.
Yeah, where I had to, they wanted me to be called something other than Stan because I was too well known in the market.
If you ever get arrested, will they do that?
What?
Have Stan, your real last name, a.k.a. Stan Lee, Jim Brown.
they wouldn't be lying.
I think it'd make you look tougher.
Yeah.
If you got aliases,
yeah.
Of course, the judge will see that, too. Well, you got aliases?
And according to my credit research, I also have the first name Harley.
Yep, Harley.
Yep.
Harley's been living large. You heard from Harley lately?
No, but he still shows up on the report. It takes 15 years for it to drop off.
What's the last thing you know that Harley bought?
I can't remember. I just know that he was...
I think it was furniture, wasn't it?
It might have been.
Because you'd come and go, well, Harley's been shopping again.
Harley turned my life upside down is what he did. Okay, here's the prizes.
Better get Clint Stennett on that son of a bitch.
Yeah. $50 to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar in Cape Coral. $50. I have a pair of tickets to Disturbed at Hertz Arena, and you're in the running for the autographed Disturbed drumhead. I have a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Tampa for their summer nights going on right now. And I have $50 to the pewter mug. Answer one of the top 10 things on my list and you'll get a prize. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. After I give you the category, I'll release the phones and take your answers. And then I'm going to give you a hint right off the bat. Think real soppy with a couple of parents that have Ferris wheels and cotton candy going on in their head. Survey was done of about 1,500 parents. They asked them, simple question. What's the number one thing you want your kids to be when they grow up? Do not think career. A specific job. You know, I want him to be a fireman. No, don't think along those lines. Think about fulfillment, success. Dreamy, pipe dream thoughts.
Because a fireman would be pretty cool.
But we're not looking for career. How they want their kid to turn out. Top 10 answers on the board. 1,500 people asked. The number one thing you want your kids to be when they grow up.
All right, so how many are on the board? 10?
10.
Can you give up number 10 just to give us a legit example? Because
sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll give up number 10. Parents surveyed, number 10 answer. To have a fulfilling social life.
Oh, so this is nonsense.
This is nonsense. This is dreamy, cotton candy, Ferris wheels. Phone lines are released.
You know, parents used to dream of things like, well, I hope he'll be able to find food and shelter.
Yeah. Yeah. 277-9600. Ask parents, 1,500 of them. What do you want your kid to be when they grow up? Take professions out of it. Ahoy, who's this?
Zach.
Ed?
Zach.
Zed?
Zach.
Zach? Zach? All right, turn your radio down too, Zach. What's on the list? What parents, what they want to be when their kids grow up?
Successful.
Successful.
Successful at what?
Yeah, and that would be the question. Successful at what?
Wife, like being a good person or something, you know?
I can't understand a thing he said.
I think he said give birth.
Give birth. 2779600. I ain't got time for these shenanigans. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, go ahead. What do you think's on here?
I don't know, like a prince or a princess or something?
you're not far off, but that's not on the list. You know, and I think the wife or the mother answered most of these. 277.
Well, that's just sexist.
Yeah, it is. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pat from Cape Coral.
Pat, what do you think's on this list?
To have them find true love.
I'm gonna give it to you. Number four on the list, to be loved. To be loved. What would you like?
Mr. and Mrs. Krabs?
Yeah, man, you gotta go there. Try the hush puppies and ask for the malt vinegar.
Don't forget your coleslaw.
And you get coleslaw with every meal.
All the sides.
All right, all the fixings. Hold on. Yeah, you know, I hope when they grow up, they'll be loved. What a bunch of... Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Amanda. Oh, one of our Amandas.
We love our Amandas.
We sure do. And I think Amanda, being a woman, is going to get one of these on the board here. What do you think, Amanda?
To be maybe a loving parent.
To be a loving parent. Nope, not there. No, I'm sorry, Amanda. Sorry, baby. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on here?
I'm going to say health.
Health?
Yes.
Yep, number two, to be healthy. We want our child to grow up to be healthy. What would you like?
Is the pewter mug still available?
Pewter mug is available.
Yes, please.
You got it. Hold on. We want him to be healthy. I'll take another here, and then maybe one or two more, and then I'll go over the list, because it's pathetic. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Wayne.
Wayne, what do you think's on this list? We got to be healthy, to be loved. What else do you think's on there?
To find a good career.
To find a good career. Let me see. Yes. Number six, to find a career they enjoy. What would you like?
Do you still have more of the Mrs. Krabs?
I have one more left, if you'd like
awesome.
It.
And don't forget, you get all the fixins.
All the fixins.
Does that include beans?
You have to ask.
Yeah, you got to ask on that, because that's more with barbecue than it is with seafood.
I know they got some sort of big deal going on Wednesdays.
Yep, hold on. Okay, here's the list. Survey. 1,500 parents. What's the number one thing you want your kids to be when they grow up? And if any of you thought we want our child to be rich, did not make the top 10 to be wealthy. Here we go. I gave you number 10, to have a fulfilling social life. See, all this is such a lot of BS you're going to hear. Number 9. To find a passion outside of work. We don't want our child to be a workaholic afterwards. Number 8, to be lucky in love and please not to have their heart broken. Number 7, nobody got it, to be respected by their friends and colleagues. Number 6, Just got it right there. To find a career they enjoy. Number five. To be a kind person. Number four. To be loved. Number three. Nobody got it. To have a stable, happy family life. And the people taking the survey went, so stability, but not millions of dollars to be rich. Number two, to be healthy. And number one, nobody got it. Just be happy. Your life is happy. Let's see. Number one, happy. Unattainable for most. Healthy. Look at Haney and I. That doesn't happen.
Indeed.
That doesn't happen. Stable, happy family life. No.
Oh, absolutely.
Cross that one off. To be loved. I think we're loved by certain people. So I'll check that one. To be kind. Nobody in our own ways are kinder than Stan and Haney. We are the two kindest people you'll ever want to meet. So that's good. We got that one. Check that. To find a career they enjoy. I enjoy this. You enjoy this? For the most part?
Hey.
Yes, that's a yes. To be respected by their friends and colleagues. Nope.
No, it's more than that. It's just what I do, man.
Yeah. To be lucky in love and not have, well, and have their heart. Nope. Been broken a lot. A lot of times it's tough to repair. To find passion outside of work. Do you have a passion outside of work?
No.
No, that's, nope. Do you have a fulfilling social life?
No. Not at all.
All right. 3 out of 10.
Well, what? I have something on the list?
Yes. You're loved. You're kind.
Okay.
And you found a career you enjoy.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are 3 out of 10.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
30%.
What is that on the letter grade scale?
30, that's an F.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
Stan, I need a moment.
Go right ahead, Haney.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there is Dolphins football tonight.
Yes, preseason football. You can hear it right here on K-Rock. Start at pregame like at 6:30, and they're playing the Atlanta Falcons.
I am about to do something I never, ever in a million years thought I would do.
What?
And it is a glaring symptom of everything that is wrong in sports and society. If I were in charge of the Miami Dolphins,
yeah,
I would have cut, no matter the cap cost or what have you, I would have outright released wide receiver Kenny Stills.
Why?
He has got to be one of the most ungrateful people that I have ever, ever seen. Now, who is Kenny Stills? He plays wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. And he is one of the biggest kneelers in the National Football League.
Oh, takes a knee for the anthem.
And Kenny Stills, over the years of doing this, explained to the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, who I'm not a big fan of, never have been. I think he's a little too much of a lib for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenny Stills explained to the owner of the team why he was kneeling. And Stephen Ross was not only sympathetic, but supportive of him. And he said, okay, I'm going to take your reasons for doing this seriously. I'm not only going to support you, there'll be no retaliation for what you're doing during the anthem, even though I don't like it. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and you're going to help me with this. I am starting an organization called RISE. It is an organization that is going to combat racism in sports and society, and we're going to see if we can make a real difference together.
Sounds good.
That's what he did for Kenny Stills.
The owner of the team.
And the owner of the team has repeatedly said, no, I do not want any Miami Dolphin kneeling for the anthem, but I understand why they're doing it.
Okay.
We've had talks behind closed doors. And
so what's this Stills doing?
Stephen Ross is worth a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And was in the New York real estate business with Donald Trump for many years. I'm not saying they were in business together, but they were in the same environment. And he owns many different companies. Some of them are well-known gym chains. Kenny Stills went on Twitter when he found out that Stephen Ross is holding a fundraiser for Donald Trump in the Hamptons. After everything that Stephen Ross has done for Kenny Stills and put up with from Kenny Stills, Kenny Stills went on Twitter and identified the different companies that Stephen Ross and his main, you know, holding company owns, and said, you need to boycott these companies. And it spread like wildfire with people canceling their gym memberships right and left because Stephen Ross is now a racist and all of this stuff. Everything that he has done and put up with is swept aside, and severe financial damage is now being done to the man's companies. And the way that this played out, I wonder if Kenny Stills even contacted Stephen Ross to ask him. I know you, Mr. Ross. Why would you be holding a fundraiser for President Trump? It doesn't sound like that happened. It doesn't sound like Stephen Ross got the same courtesy that Kenny Stills got when Stephen Ross said, Kenny, what are your reasons for kneeling? Are you being disrespectful? Okay, so you don't feel you're being disrespectful. I'm going to support you then. Oh. He did not get anything like that in kind. And yesterday, it was all over Twitter with the Hollywood celebrities getting involved. And I thought it was just a travesty. And Stephen Ross put out just a brief statement.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he said, in a nutshell, I don't have it in front of me. You know, I've known Donald Trump for many years. And he and I have never agreed on everything. We never will. I agree with him on many things, financial, socially. He and I don't see so much eye to eye. And it was basically saying, you know what? The world isn't a black and white either or thing. He goes, there are reasons that I support him. There are reasons that I don't. But I'm entitled to have a fundraiser for the man if I want to without having my life destroyed.
Unbelievable.
And to have it come from that particular guy, it just struck me with all of the wrong, the wrongness of it. To treat somebody that way, that has bent over backwards for you.
Doesn't care.
He's done irreparable damage. Yep. And he shouldn't be on that team.
Let's get you updated, Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board, it's Lehigh Acres, 200 block of Connecticut Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you right now. Let's take a look.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. The winner of the M&M's International Flavor Contest is in. The woman that posed with the octopus, you heard about that one?
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you all about it. You never know what's going to go viral on the internet. Today, it's a photo of mold in a hotel room coffee maker. People can't get enough of it.
Right on.
A gentleman by the name of Luke Skywalker is in trouble with the law again and received yet another shout out from Mark Hamill.
You've done a story on him before.
Well, there's plenty to be done. And finally, you know it's wedding season.
It sure is.
A bride ruined her $15,000 wedding dress.
Yep. Oops-a-daisy.
How did this happen? She tells us, she, quote, gambled on a fart and lost.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey. Hi.
Honey.
Honey. Honey.
Don't you ever delay like that again.
Ever.
Hi.
All right.
That's all better.
Yeah.
Now fix me a sandwich. It's all better. Folks, today is International Cat Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things your cat would say if it could talk.
Top things your cat would say if it could talk.
Die, Stan. Die. Die.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess it's about time to dart into the other room for no reason. Why would I use the litter box when I just located this perfectly good slipper?
Oh, God.
I'm allowed to eat all I want and sleep all day because I'm a cat. What's your excuse, fatso? Why don't you ever effing order raw tuna on your pizza?
Laugh it up.
Oh, look at this. Former FBI Chief McCabe now suing over his firing.
Good luck with that.
They're all suing.
They better do it now, because there's certain reports, I'm told, that are coming out. I think...
Cats it sick.
I think those lawsuits might go by the wayside soon.
Yeah.
top things your cat would say if it could talk. I heard you on the phone. Here's the deal. You yank my claws out. From now on, I crap in the bathtub. Well, I know you got a birthday coming up. What'll it be, a bird skull or dead mouse? Oops. Did I just rub my ass across your face totally in accident?
Oh, God.
It's kind of ironic. They say I have 9 lives, yet you have none. Oh, smooth move. Yeah, put the goldfish on a table I can reach. That's awesome. Listen and listen good. I want to cut off what you made off that YouTube video of me playing the piano right now. Have fun at work, Stan. I'll just be here plotting your imminent death. Yeah. Yeah. Why couldn't I have been adopted by Taylor Swift?
Yeah. I wish I was adopted by Taylor Swift.
Who among us?
Yeah.
Hey, you know how you blow pot smoke in my face and you think it's funny? Yeah, keep doing that. And finally, the very top thing your cat would say if it could talk.
Yes.
The day comes I ever catch that laser dot, it is so dead. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
There he is. Little monkey, ain't he?
Wow. All cylinders today, boy.
Firing on all 8. email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if maybe we should contact the authorities on Scatter.
Why would we do that?
Note the warning signs. He's sending this to radio stations. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I just wanted to say excellent shows so far this week. I think me and the rest of your audience can agree. Obviously, I don't know any of them, your listeners, since I don't really like other people very much.
Right on.
A few months back, I set out to destroy those lives of the people who have been trying to screw up mine. I think I have finally started to get somewhere with it. I cannot get specific since I do not want any of it to be traced to me. But those people who have screwed up my life are now starting to feel the effects of what I can do. I do what I do in a non-violent way, but still a very effective way. I will avoid violence all I can, but I am not afraid to take the first, the second, or the third swing either. I will screw up people's jobs and reputations and companies. If I can do it without having to take swings, that is how I would prefer to do it. But I will take the first swing if I have to, because I don't want to get hit first. Signed, Scatter.
I've never done anything to him.
I don't know what he means, but I'm going to turn this over to the authorities.
Wait a second. Is he responsible for the ice maker, the toilet, and the flat tire?
Could be.
I've been nothing but nice to you, Scatter.
Guardian.
Stan's the one you want.
Guardian, I can't get to your letter today.
Jesus.
No, sorry. Thomas wanted to get his in. Ahoy, gentlemen. The bat crap crazy left
have gone over the line. President Trump went to El Paso and Dayton to meet with victims and the first responders. The deranged Democrats, as expected, continued to blame Trump, saying horrible things about him. The first responders in both cities experienced the worst day of their lives on Saturday. And speaking as a retired police officer, I can guarantee that this visit by President Trump will be one of the best days of their entire lives. Signed, Tom. Gonna take a break. Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. Less than 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Dolphins football tonight, 6:30 pregame. First preseason game of the season, Dolphins and Falcons. It is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. And it is not a yes or no answer. You have the right answer because it is from your experience. I've got phones on lockdown. I will pose to you the question of the week. We'll do some traffic. While traffic is going on, I'll give you a chance to pick up the phone and tell us your answer to our question of the week. You have the right answer. 277-9600. I think I in posing this question, two immediately come to mind for me. I'm sure there are others, and I'm sure everybody has an answer. Our question of the week. Yesterday, if you remember yesterday's show, Haney had a flat tire. And luckily, it was in his garage, and he was able to have AAA come and fix it. Thank goodness. However, throughout our lifetime...
never ends.
There have been situations with our automobiles. Our question of the week. Where's the worst place you have run into automobile trouble? Flat tire, overheating engine, something horrific goes wrong, and you are in the worst possible place you can be.
And, you know, we got a generation now with cell phones where it's never really a big deal.
But where I'm talking about where it could be a big deal, you can be in the middle of an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
You can be going, God forbid, down a highway and hit something.
No, but I'm saying, think about the times.
Even far worse. And I got those, too. Here's our question of the week. And you have the right answer. This has happened to everybody. Where is the worst place you have run into automobile trouble? Oh, please, not now, not here. 277-9600. Phone lines are released. Let's take a look at traffic, then we'll take your phone calls. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, crash, Winkler Road, and Summerlin Road. These people right now are going through it. Lehigh Acres. Got a crash, 9th Street West and Gunnery Road North. And you are up to date. We all have car problems from time to time. Our question of the week, where was the worst place you ran into automobile trouble? Where it's like, oh my God, no. Two that came to mind. When I had just gotten out of college, well, I was still in college. I was transferring from down in Boca to Orlando. I had a 1976 Ford Elite. And I was going down Sarno Road in Melbourne. Very busy road. and I smelled gas. Then smoke started billowing through the air conditioning vents in the car. I pull over to the side of the road, open up the hood of the car, and the engine's on fire. Flames. At that time, a construction crew came over, threw a shovel out to me, and said, "You better start throwing dirt on that engine, or it's going to go and explode or melt everything you got." So here I am on the side of Sarno Road in Melbourne, shoveling sidewalk dirt into my 1976 Ford Elite. One of the worst days of my life. Wrecker finally comes. I said, "Jesus Christ, this thing's full of dirt." I said, "With the thing with flames were shooting up in the air." I got another one for maybe later. But you ever in a situation where it's just, not now. Please, not now.
Well, I've told you before, it involves Chuck Deal.
Oh, radio guy Chuck Deal. We were kids, and he was already in his, like, 50th year of broadcasting.
Yeah, he was, like, in his 60s.
Yeah, and a drunk.
And I've got nothing but good things to say about him now. I'm sure, rest his soul, he can't possibly be here anymore.
Oh, no.
But at that time, he was king of the jerks and thought that he was, you know, God's gift to radio.
I know.
And I had taken a job at the radio station that he was at to do overnights. I left the building where you and I used to work together to go over there.
Yep.
And this was west of I-95 in the sticks. And very similar to when you worked for the radio station over here where it was out in the sticks.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a block building. And I go out after working all night long. I go out and, oh, damn it, it's a flat tire. And I don't remember if it was my Camaro or not. It may have been. But I had not had any problems with it before, never even looked at the jack. I go to the trunk, and, you know, the car is from 1974. I don't know if the jack had even been used, but it was damn near worthless. It had never been lubed. And
did you ask Chuck Deal for a jack?
No. I am in... It's still dark out, and you can just imagine what the terrain is like west of 95. You're basically in a swamp. I'm trying to get some kind of traction on the jack, and it wasn't mosquitoes. There was a swarm of horseflies all over the place, so the more I would sweat, the more they'd zero in on me. I couldn't get the jack to do anything.
So what did Chuck Deal do?
Chuck Deal and his buddy put on an extra long record so they could come out and laugh at me while I'm getting eaten alive by horseflies.
Just didn't help you, laughed at you.
Yeah. didn't offer to do anything.
That's him. That's the Chuck Deal I remember.
Didn't even say, "You know what? It looks like you're struggling with that. Why don't you just come inside and we'll call somebody?"
No.
But you know what? I got the job done eventually.
Yeah, you did, but...
But when you're trying to deal with equipment that is not cooperating and you're being bitten by horseflies everywhere they can get you...
And they're laughing.
Yep. And based on that... That was only like my first or second day. I worked there for less than a week. they hadn't replaced me at my old job, and I said, F you to Chuck Deal.
Rob, what about you? You're going through it now.
Yeah, I am. Back in college, we
How many vehicles do you have?
Four, to be honest with you. Four.
You have four?
Yes.
How many are running?
One.
All right. What
back in college, we went down to Washington, D.C. from New Jersey. It's about a four-hour car ride. Go down there, have a fun weekend with my buddies. On the way back, the car just starts leaking radiator fluid. All the coolant just continues to leak the entire time we're driving. So we have to stop and load the trunk up with different, like, the big bottles of coolant. And we had to stop every couple of miles and refill the engine so that we wouldn't explode.
Oh, my God. I had, when I had my 1968 Camaro, my first real car when I turned 16, it had a radiator problem, and the car overheated in between Torrington, Connecticut and Canton, and it was steaming, and I, like, didn't know what the heck to do. I needed water. There was no water around. We attempted to solve the problem by peeing in the-
Oh, sure. That'll help.
Yep. Didn't. 277-9600.
Well, come on, man. Between all of us.
Yeah, man. With all the beers we've had, top that thing right off. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jill.
Jill, where is the worst place you have run into automobile trouble?
Well, picture it. It's 1997 on I-4 in Orlando.
Oh.
Yes. It's nothing but pure tech. So, anyhow, I am in the far left lane. I think I'm running out of gas, and I'm trying to get over. Nobody's getting over.
Nobody's going to help you on I-4.
Nobody. And so, you know, I'm trying, and I'm young at the time. I'm only in my, like, early 20s, so I'm not very aggressive at all with my driving. And it's dusk. I can barely see. I finally get over. I'm crying. I'm on the side of the road. And on top of it all, I'm almost 9 months pregnant.
Oh, jeez.
So now I'm on the side of the road. Come to find out, it was a belt. It wasn't even gas. I sat there and waited for somebody to bring me gas. Just a nice person, seemingly nice person, driving by, went up to the next exit, got me gas. It's not gas. And so I decided I was going to have to walk because I had to go to the bathroom. I was 9 months pregnant. And
you're walking on the side of I-4 with a broken down car, 9 months pregnant?
Yep. I sure. Well, I had to go pee. I couldn't wait there the whole time.
So you abandoned the vehicle?
Of course I did. That was no use to me.
So it's sitting in the left lane of I-4.
Yes. Well, it's kind of on the shoulder a little bit. It's
okay.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean,
oh, my
I had
God.
To go.
Was there anything left of the car?
I'm pretty sure because my husband, well, my ex-husband now, he, by the time I found a phone, he was more angry at me for leaving the car than me being missing because no cell phone.
With your with his child in your belly. Yeah.
Different times. How's the car?
Yeah, exactly.
You left
exactly.
The car.
What the hell? Thanks for the call. 277.
I am surprised there was anything left. You leave a car in the left lane of I-4.
How's the car?
Wonder how many times it was hit.
Yeah, and you're sitting there, and that's jeopardizing everybody else, too. Oh, my goodness. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Scatter? Hey, Scatter.
Scatter? Yeah, and see, we're all calling you Scatter now. You got something wrong with us?
No, not at all.
You didn't put a spell on me or something, did you?
It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
Okay, that's always the line.
Thanks, man.
All right, what car trouble? Go.
You know, I've had a lot of car trouble in my day, mostly while after I've hit the bottle.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
Well, that's a bad time to have car trouble.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Can you hear me okay, sweetheart?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, lady.
Sorry. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. I broke down the worst place I ever broke down. was going through the tolls into Cape Coral, right where I was paying the toll during rush hour.
Oh, what happened?
What happened, thank goodness, I had two nice men at the 20,000 cars behind me beeping, got out and pushed me over through the toll and over to the side of the road. But I was there a good 10 minutes before anybody even came. So, I mean, it was during rush hour that everybody was...
So, did you pay the toll, or did you get away with it because they pushed you through?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't. I was so embarrassed.
And hitting the bottle.
Yeah, but you get mad at Scatter when he's honest.
Yeah. He's honest. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Joe.
Joe, where's the worst place you have run into automobile trouble?
So the craziest thing that's ever happened to me is back in the early aughts, my buddy and I are going up to Hollis Green to enjoy Busch Gardens at night.
Yeah.
We're on 75 in Sarasota-Bradenton area. All of a sudden, the car just goes rumbling. Every light's going off. I see sparks on the highway behind me. Turns out my power steering unit had fallen out of the car through the bottom of the engine.
Oh!
We were able to muscle it into the Walmart that's like right off the interstate. Of course, they had nothing to help me. So we jerry-rig a pair of pantyhose as a serpentine belt and drive to the nearest auto parts store.
Oh, but that's brilliant!
We go inside, and there's the two oldest guys you've ever seen, because this is, you know, nighttime in an auto parts store.
Yeah.
I explain the guy my situation, and I don't know how this guy did it, but he goes and pulls like a 96 Honda Civic serpentine belt, makes it fit on a Chevy Lumina without a power steering unit. We both look at the guy. We say, so can we make it to Tampa like this? He said, well, as long as you can drive without power steering, you can. So... I drove it for a few more months and ended up selling it like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, comes complete with Armstrong steering.
That was great. Hey, we got to take a break. If you want to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Old guys, man, they'll shock you.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
That was great.
Do I have a belt for a Chevy? No, I don't. But I tell you what I do have. I got a belt back here for a Honda motorcycle. I think if we, if we encourage it, it might work.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Want to let you know tomorrow's Friday, so you can join K-Rock every Friday for happy hour at South Street City Oven and Grill.
Talking about when Mangus holds court.
Yes, sir. Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. Matt going to be hanging out there from about 4 to 6 p.m. Happy hour drink specials.
And I hope everybody will be nice to Matt. We found out something last week about Matt, and guess when he was a small child, people referred to him as Matt Fungus.
Don't do that to him.
Now, there's nothing funny about that.
Nothing.
There is nothing remotely amusing.
Nothing at all.
By calling him Matt Fungus.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't want to pull the scab off that.
There's nothing funny. Nothing funny about that.
And it's very hurtful to Matt. So whatever you do, I don't want you to refer to him as Matt Fungus. See, I like doing favors for my friends like that. Make sure everybody knows not to do that.
You did a solid right there.
Yeah.
You can also sign up to win tickets to see Disturbed at Hertz Arena.
I don't want people doing that.
On September the 19th.
That's why I'm telling you now.
Yep.
if it was even a thought in your mind to go down to South Street and go, hey, Matt Fungus.
Don't.
I'm telling you right now, don't do it.
Nothing funny about that.
Nope, it's very, very hurtful. It bothers him.
Yep.
You'll probably get a rise out of it.
Yep. You don't like that. There's nothing funny about it.
So remember.
Let's reiterate.
Yeah. Okay, I want to make sure people got it burned into their mind.
We want to drive this point home.
Yeah. Don't ever, ever refer to him as Matt Fungus. It's hurtful.
Yep.
Unnecessary.
Yep.
And mean.
Yep. Because it brings back childhood memories.
Deep childhood trauma.
Yep.
On a very deep level.
So repeating.
Just to make sure you got it. Here's what you always have to remember to never forget. Do not refer to Matt Mangus, and God do we love him, don't ever refer to him as Matt Fungus.
It's not funny.
It's wrong.
Yeah. It's cruel.
You think they got it now? Matt Fungus.
Don't do it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you for doing that, Haney. You care about your friends.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
What are you talking about?
I walked into my office. I'm trying to look out for you.
I don't know what are we discussing
other than my...
Nothing that you're going
to
be
You weren't supposed to hear that,
South
Matt.
Street. This was done as a quiet favor.
I see. I appreciate that.
I know sometimes our listeners can be a little boisterous, and as we were inviting them to go and see you tomorrow at
right.
South Street,
yes,
I wanted to make sure that they're on their best behavior and that they don't say anything that might be hurtful to you.
Right. I appreciate that, Mark. You're always looking out for me.
That's right. He did you solid.
My big brother.
Yeah. And so if anybody goes up to you tomorrow, and I know this is hurtful to you.
I'm scarred for life from this.
But I have to say it.
Yeah.
If anybody approaches you tomorrow at South Street and refers to you as Matt Fungus, I want to know about it because I know how much that hurts you.
Yeah. I will send him right to you.
Yeah.
And let's see if you remember our discussion from last week. The plural of Mangus is?
Mangi.
Very good. M-A-N-G-I.
Yeah.
So just let them know they're on report. And you let me know if anybody has the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall.
And I'll send him right to you.
To go up to your face and call you Matt Fungus. I want to know about it because that is hurtful, it is wrong, and it has no place in polite society.
Right. I don't think it'll happen. I have an intimidating way.
There you go.
Yeah. Now the plural of fungus is fungi.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I don't want him called fungi either.
I'm not a fun guy.
You know Matt Mangus, don't you? Yeah, he's a fun guy. Oh, that's really mature. Funny. Okay.
That real sophomore up there.
Thanks for the plug, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go Dolphins.
I won't have it on my watch,
no,
Matt.
No, sir.
God bless you.
Just want to let you know one thing. Colonial Boulevard and Winkler traffic control out there. You did a good service there, Haney.
Thanks, Dan. You know, I'm not doing it for accolades.
Nope.
I'm doing it because I care.
Yep, always have. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by...
Why would anybody do that?
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I just wanted to cut it off at the pass.
You did. I think you did. Hey, there's nothing funny about it.
There is not remotely funny.
Starts right now.
Call a grown man fungus.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in Washington, Fred Graham in Washington, Bruce Dunning in Saigon.
No place for schoolyard taunts.
Tell him, Haney, you tell him.
Bob Schieffer in San Diego and Richard Wagner in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, August 8th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, I want to be sure of one more thing.
What's that?
What did he say the plural of Mangus is?
Mangi.
Okay, he shouldn't have done that. because then people are going to say stupid things like mangina, and I'm not going to put up with it, okay? That is inappropriate. It is sophomoric.
It's wrong.
You know what? Has no place in polite society. If I hear a word about it, whether it's a fungus, fungi, mangina, I don't want to hear about it. Don't say these things.
Yeah, just stop it.
Now.
There's nothing funny about it.
Nope. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay. And stop texting all that stuff.
It's hurtful and wrong, and yeah. He'll be able to see it. You go into a bookstore these days, what percentage of the books are blank for dummies?
Oh, they got a whole section.
It's like everything, you know.
It's a franchise.
Repair for dummies, yeah. Crocheting for dummies.
Yeah. Returning a text for dummies.
Mm-hmm. Well, the very first for dummies book was DOS for Dummies in 1991. The series now has grown to over 2,500 titles and more than 200 million copies in print. You know, when you see pictures of your aristocrats from the olden days, oftentimes you'll see them wearing the powdered wigs.
Oh, yeah. I think they still, over in Great Britain, in the courts, throw on a mock powdered wig.
Well, how did that happen? One day men just woke up and said, I think we should all wear wigs.
I don't know how it happened, because they looked sporty.
Well, it did kind of happen that way, but it happened for a reason. Powdered wigs became popular in the late 1500s for a very good reason. It's because men were losing their hair.
Sure.
Due to the prevalence of syphilis.
Yep.
Losing their hair and losing their minds.
Yep. To syphilis.
Mm-hmm. When I say Volkswagen,
yeah,
what do you think of?
Cars, the Beetle, the Super Beetle.
You might not if you were in Germany. Volkswagen has its own brand of sausage in Germany.
You don't say.
And they sell far more sausages than they do cars.
Well, a person will have one car, and I think if you're sitting down to a good sausage dinner, you're going to have more than one,
yeah.
Especially if it's good sausage.
Well, there in Germany, that's the home of sausage,
home of sausage.
Because nobody else was cruel enough to think of it.
Yep, logic says. logic says you have more than one sausage.
It seems to me there's a lot of waste with the animal. What if pull me some of the intestine out? Remove some of the intestine. Let's use that as a casing.
Yeah.
And shove all of the unappetizing part into the tube, the intestine.
Yep.
Now give me some charcoal and a small egg-shaped grill. Here, try it.
Tasty.
What's that? Is sausage.
Yeah.
Tasting.
Yeah, tasting-z.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, August 10th and 11th, during the Diamond District's Summer Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturer's direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. There may come a time, perhaps even in our lifetime, Stan, that people will stop doing dumb things for the sake of an Instagram photo.
I don't see the end of it now. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel.
A woman named Jamie Biscaglia was fishing in Tacoma, Washington last week, and somehow obtained a small octopus while fishing.
Yeah.
She thought it would be a great idea for an Instagram gag photo to place the small octopus on her face. Well, it's got those little suction cups.
Oh, it's like it's got me. It's got me.
Except it really did have her. The octopus attacked the woman to the best of its ability. It bit her and injected her with the poison it uses to stun its prey. Jamie got the picture and wound up in the emergency room. She is on 3 antibiotics, and according to Jamie, quote, "I'm still in pain. It can come and go. The swelling will last for months, they say."
Oh, yeah.
Her final quote?
Yeah.
"This was not a good idea."
Oh, you don't say. Octopus are extremely smart.
What's the plural of octopus?
Octopi.
What's the plural of mangus?
Mangi.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that because then people will start saying mangina.
Yep. We don't know how smart octopuses are. They are some of the smartest animals on land and sea.
Some scientists have argued that they are so different from everything else that they may have come from another planet.
Yep. Superior intelligence. They got that big eye, and they got a beak like a bird. A boid.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know, I hate to have to correct you when you do that.
I know.
Did you hear they finally figured out that they were wrong about the Big Bang?
Well, that happens every once in a while.
Oops.
Yep.
You know why they were wrong?
Why?
Well, see, scientists hate other scientists.
I know that.
And so when one scientist came out and said, guys, this Big Bang, when did it happen? Okay, well, we got a problem here because I just located a star that's substantially older than that. A star that, according to you guys, shouldn't exist.
Yep, and there it throws everything off.
Older than the universe, according to you.
And that's impossible.
So you might want to sharpen your pencils. And then, of course, they all attacked him. And then, you know, people jumped on his coattails.
There is an underbelly in the scientific community that is just awful.
It's all about ego. It's all about ego.
It's an underbelly. It's a world we're not familiar with, full of a lot of backstabbing and a lot of nasty stuff. A
couple of years ago, we got a brief look behind the curtain of academia, and it's worse than we thought.
It's horrific.
There is a 22-year-old man in Carter County, Northeast Tennessee, whose real legal name is Luke Skywalker.
Yep, we've dealt with him before.
He was in the news last year after he violated his probation by stealing some 46 road signs. That story got enough attention that Mark Hamill even tweeted about it. Although, to be fair, he tweets about everything. And now Luke Skywalker is back in the news. He's got a warrant out for his arrest. He's been charged with theft of property over $1,000, and the sheriff's department is actively trying to track him down. And yes, Mark Hamill is already aware of it and tweeting, making a very self-aware joke about bad sequels.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
Wedding season.
Ah, you don't you know it.
It's never good when life imitates the movie Bridesmaids. A wedding planner just posted an epic disaster story on the internet. She says the bride was difficult from the beginning. And before the first dance and cake cutting, the bride disappeared. The wedding planner was dispatched to locate the bride. She found her. And there was a very big issue. According to the wedding planner, these are her words, not mine. Quote, the bride had gambled on a fart and lost in a big way.
Big way.
Now, apparently, she'd been drinking health shakes to slim down for the wedding.
Yep.
And then drank alcohol and ate a big breakfast that day. According to the wedding planner, what came out of her, quote, was slimy.
Ah.
Oily, even.
Yeah.
With stringy bits and the consistency of hair gel.
Stop it! Gee.
Quote,
yeah.
The smell was unrivaled. And the shaper the bride wore was a latex deal.
Kept everything trapped.
That came down over the thighs and up to the bra. Waterproof. It was filled. The planner and her staff tried to clean her up.
Oh, no good there.
But she had one hell of a brown streak down the back of her $15,000 dress, which the groom touched during the first dance. Once he figured out what happened, he smartly requested, "Would it be possible if we can cancel the garter toss?" Because he refused to reach under the dress to get the garter.
Don't blame him. That's, you know, if he did, it would show true love.
but it may show true love, but a complete lack of situational awareness on his part. You got to draw the line somewhere, Stan.
That is just disgusting.
Can a preacher annul it on the spot?
I think he might be able to.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, August 8th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
We don't do jokes. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Miami Dolphin football preseason, first preseason of the game coming up, of the season, coming up at 6:30. Dolphins all season long here on K Rock. So Rob Show has the night off. Let's get one final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got this earlier from a road watcher. There is an accident in Cape Coral on Veterans Parkway right before you get to Santa Barbara, and it is in the left lane. Hopefully that is in the clearing stages. And one thing on the board, it's Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway, and Arcway, and you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
I thought I would tell you a story tonight about my wife and my children. I thought he was gay. No. Married to a lady with a penis. I have two children right now, 8 and 11, and, you know, they're fine. Well, they are, they're fine, you know, but I love them. But I have some lingering resentment towards them, particularly the older, my son, whose name I cannot remember, but... And it's because when we had him, I was not ready to be a parent. I don't know that anybody is ever fully ready. I was not ready. And this was a couple of years after I got married, and my wife said, you know what, I think we should have kids now. And I said, I also think we should have kids not now. And I wanted kids, you know, but I wanted them in a kind of abstract way. Like the way I might want a jukebox, for example. You know, like you're ever reading like SkyMall or something, and there's like this amazing jukebox, and you're like, oh, it's a classic jukebox from the 50s. That's an amazing jukebox. I want to get that jukebox someday. That's how I was with kids. And she was like, but I'm getting old, and I don't want to be an old mom. And I'm like, but I'm the same age as you, and I'm not getting old. But I understood what she meant, because reproductively speaking, ladies, you peak early. You are the Frankie Muniz of genders.
Have yourselves a great evening again. Dolphins football at 6:30 pregame here on 96K Rock. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
One of these, and Matt Mangus came down the hallway to tell me this, and I haven't heard their commercial.
But we've been giving away, and we still have some, gift certificates to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar in Cape Coral. That's one of the our prizes.
Sure.
And I guess they're running commercials here on the radio station. And he said there's a little something that you and Haney need to know, that some of their meals at Mr. and Mrs. Crab, a seafood and bar, seafood meals come with all the fixins.
Oh, they do.
Well, that's wonderful.
And he and I were having the discussion, well, then they can't be all the fixings that you claim are the fixings because it's seafood. Is there different fixings with seafood than, say, a barbecue joint where it's baked beans and what?
It is different.
Okay.
All the fixings with seafood.
Would be?
Coleslaw and hush puppies.
I don't disagree with you on that. What about French fries thrown in there? Because, you know, you're fish and chips. So wouldn't it be French fries, hush puppies, and coleslaw?
No, because in this day and age, that's too much fried.
What are you talking it's about? I was just at one, and that's what I had. They ask if you want the hush puppies.
I think you can have either or.
Only hush puppies and coleslaw.
We suggest hush puppies and coleslaw. Ask your waitress if you'd like to substitute fries.
Uh-huh. Two things mean all the fixins.
Yeah.
I think all the fixins would add probably to the big three there.
Well, probably a wet nap and a bib.
Versus barbecue, which is baked beans.
Yeah.
A roll if they have it.
If they remember to go by the Publix.
And what else?
Baked beans.
I said baked beans.
Coleslaw.
Oh, coleslaw comes with that, too.
Coleslaw is your universal fixin'. Yep. If you hear fixins, coleslaw is involved somewhere.
So if we go to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and they say all the fixins, you're not going to see baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see hush puppies. But you will see the coleslaw.
Coleslaw and hush puppies. All right. So now, after all that business that I went through with Richard, I'm assuming this is going to work.
Corn on the cob and small potatoes.
That's not the fixins. You can order that. That may come with certain meals, but that's not what they're going to label as the fixins.
Okay.
Why am I speaking for a restaurant?
I don't know.
You boxed me into the corner, and now I got to rope-a-dope my way out of it.
Rob, will you do me a favor? Just while we're doing things over here.
I can't guarantee a thing except coleslaw.
Call Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood in Cape Coral and just ask them, say, yeah, I've heard your commercials on the radio. What are all the fixins with your meal? You said it comes with all the fixins.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me what that includes? And then get back to us.
We'll do.
Because I think all the fixings is hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries. That's all in there. Along with sides of tartar sauce and cocktail sauce.
Yeah. And a lemon. A lemon's got to be in there.
And a lemon wedge.
Yep.
You have to ask for malt vinegar.
That should be on the table.
It should be. Not always. What are the fixins over there at Mr. and Mrs. Crab?
Depends on if you get the fried or the boiled.
All right, I want the fried.
The fried, you can have your choice of corn, mac and cheese, rice, or coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw goes with everything. What about if I want the boil?
With the boil, every pound that you get corn and a potato. So you get 2 pounds, you get two corns and two potatoes.
What about hush puppies?
They did not mention hush puppies.
Oh, my God.
Rob, call them back and ask them if they got hush puppies. If I would like a hush puppy.
And malt vinegar.
And malt vinegar.
Okay.
Hush puppy.
And malt vinegar.
And malt vinegar.
And tell them if they don't, they're going to need them.
Yep, because we're coming and we want hush puppies and malt vinegar. And everybody within the sound of her voice is going to want hush puppies and malt vinegar. Yeah, there you go. 277-960.
You know what? I told you, I may have to stop talking about the things that I like, because then I can't get them anymore, because they're always gone.
Yeah,
they're sold out.
It might be, if it's an option to get hush puppies, and I would hope malt vinegar is on the table.
Well, why do you just constantly get us in trouble?
He's talking to him right now. Why, I just want to know.
Well, no, you get us in trouble.
How am I getting us in trouble?
Because now we're going to be accused of something.
Oh, of course we're going to be accused of something. You know, but we're...
But I was right. I said the only thing I will double, triple, quadruple down on is coleslaw.
Coleslaw only.
I said coleslaw is the only thing I'm certain
and
of.
And you were automatic on hush puppies. Now, I think
but
hush puppies
my statement
should be there,
was coleslaw is the only thing that I was sure of. When you're talking about fixins,
yeah,
you automatically think coleslaw.
Oh, that's universal. But I also know that... It's pretty good, too. Mac and cheese is always there as a side with that stuff.
See, I don't think about it because I'm not a mac and cheese fan. I know people that are fanatics about it, but
yes,
they do have hush puppies. They're checking right now to see if they have malt vinegar.
Thank you. Just ask them. Thank you for the hush puppies. That's okay in my book. And ask
I'm sure they do.
And yes, they do.
Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome.
I'm sure they do.
All right, we're good.
Blue skies.
Yeah, every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.